Pacific Palisades fire, Newsom declares state of emergency, 30,000 ordered to evacuate. At least 30,000 people were ordered to evacuate their homes on January 7 after a fast-moving wildfire erupted in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood of Los Angeles. The fire engulfed nearly 3,000 acres of land, prompting California Governor Gavin Newsom to declare a state of emergency. About 13,000 structures are under threat, according to authorities. The exact number of buildings damaged or destroyed by the blaze is not yet clear. A fire official told local television station KTLA that several people had been injured, including some with burns to their faces and hands, and added that one female firefighter had sustained a head injury. Officials have not yet determined the cause of the fire across the upscale section of Los Angeles. Newsom made the declaration during a visit to the Southern California neighborhood, which borders Malibu, roughly 20 miles west of downtown Los Angeles, where he met with local and state fire officials. The visit came hours after the blaze first broke out at around 10:30 a.m. local time on Tuesday, shortly after the start of a Santa Ana windstorm that the National Weather Service warned could be life-threatening and the strongest to hit Southern California in over a decade. In a statement, Newsom said the fire grew rapidly in a matter of minutes, with dangerous conditions being further fueled by the powerful winds. "Our deepest thanks go to our expert firefighters and first responders who jumped quickly into fighting this dangerous fire," the governor said. "If you're in Southern California, please pay attention to weather reports and follow any guidance from emergency officials." Newsom's declaration allows for all local and state agencies to utilize and employ personnel, equipment, and facilities to help assist and support impacted communities. It states that high winds of up to 50 to 80 miles per hour combined with low humidity and dry conditions have increased the intensity and spread of the fire, causing an imminent threat to life as well as structures, homes, and critical infrastructure, including power lines and water tanks. The declaration notes that red flag warnings, meaning an increased risk of fire danger, are in effect in Los Angeles and Ventura counties, while evacuation orders and warnings have been issued for residents living in affected areas. In addition to issuing the emergency declaration, Newsom also secured a fire management assistance grant for California on Tuesday via the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The grant will allow local, state, and tribal agencies responding to the fire to apply for 75% reimbursement of their eligible fire suppression costs, Newsom's office said in a statement. Firefighters tackle additional blazes. Firefighters are tackling a second blaze, dubbed the Eaton Fire, which started later on Tuesday near Altadena Drive and Midwick Drive in the Altadena/Pasadena area, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. "That fire has burned through at least 1,000 acres," Cal Fire said. Around 15,000 utility customers in Southern California had their power shut off to reduce the risk of equipment sparking blaze, and 500,000 customers in total were at risk of losing power preemptively. A third fire, dubbed the Hearst Fire and spanning 100 acres, erupted in the Sylmar neighborhood of Los Angeles at around 10:29 p.m. on Tuesday, forcing some evacuations, according to Cal Fire. As of Tuesday evening, roughly 28,300 households were without power due to the strong winds, according to the mayor's office. In a statement late Tuesday, President Joe Biden said he was being briefed on the wildfires and is in touch with state and local officials. "My administration will do everything it can to support the response to the wildfires," Biden said. The Associated Press and Reuters contributed to this report.